Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Show, ladies and gentlemen. Tiana is, she's been with us a couple of times before. She's one of our newest Brain Trust members, talking to us about one of the newest topics on your horizon. That's the concept of blockchain. And she is the former CEO and co-founder of Factum, Inc. She is the author of a book that I encourage you. I have never bought so many books from one author as I have this book, Blockchain for Dummies. She's our good friend, Tiana Lawrence. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tiana. I may have told you this before, but people send me their books. I don't buy books. And I get them, and I read them, and I enjoy them, and we talk about them on the show, et cetera, et cetera. And I've got many books in my library that I don't ever want to do without. But your book, when I found your book, I bought the first copy before I knew you. Now, that doesn't happen too many times. And then I bought about 8 or 10 more and sent them out to people that I wanted to know about it. So that's how I regard your work and your book. And I just want my audience to know that. Folks, you need to find this book. And let me say this. When it comes to blockchain, you probably are a dummy, because I was when I started out. To some degree, I still am. So don't get over that. Get over the title. So Tiana, 2 years ago, I told my readers and my audience, never mind Bitcoin, watch blockchain. It's going to be a big part of your future, and that's starting to come to pass. And I keep reminding people, never mind Bitcoin. Notice the technology, and I want you to give people a little bit of a definition of how blockchain works.
Blockchain is a type of technology. I like to apply the lens of wherever you needed trust, it can create trustless systems and can help us rebuild global economy and infrastructure.
Right, and because of the way it's distributed, you can adjust the level. You can customize the trust level, can't you? By how you distribute the blockchain.
Yeah, there's many different types of blockchain technology, and some require more or less trust. There are completely trustless systems. Those are going to be your public blockchains, like Bitcoin, for example, and then there are complete trust systems like Ripple, where only known actors facilitate transactions.
Right, and so, but when you call it trust, though, that's what it accomplishes, but that's not why people have blockchain to start with. They use blockchain to serve a purpose. It creates a relationship, doesn't it? And it either verifies an asset or it creates a relationship, like a contract, right?
Yes. So the first iteration of blockchain technology, through Bitcoin, was a pretty simple use case. It's like you and I can trade value without ever knowing each other. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't really existed before. You had to be in person and hand over, that value in person. And so what this allows us to do is transact globally without knowing one another, and that's mm-hmm. really, really powerful. And then after that,
but still having the belief that even though you don't know the person you're transacting, because of the way the blockchain technology works, you have the belief that this is a secure and a verifiable transaction, a valid transaction.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's the trust part, isn't it?
You can move that value. Right. You can move that value without fear some kind of nefarious thing happening mm-hmm. in that transition of value.
Because Absolutely. Of the yeah. Right. Okay, so keep going.
Okay, so that was the first thing that came out with, and Bitcoin did that really, really well. And since then, we've just seen the proliferation of so much new technology that is built on top of that concept. Ethereum, which has really gained a ton of traction, is this concept of taking this trustless system and then building inside of it a Turing-complete programming language. And what they've done, you know, when you have a programming language that you can really build anything, you can really rebuild.
So Ethereum, Ethereum is blockchain programming language?
So Ethereum took blockchain and then put a programming language within blockchain technology. So what you can do is start writing code that you can't unwrite. And that's really, really powerful.
And I want to come back to that. When we come back after these messages, folks, I want to talk about how that, what she just said, is probably how you're going to be introduced to blockchain. Quick break. Tell, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.